The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We were talking about Donald Trump there. He is on his way to the NATO conference, which is taking place in The Hague. It's a two-day summit. And the big discussion is around increasing other NATO members' spending to 5% of GDP by 2035. President Trump is demanding that. Shauna Murray, Europe correspondent with Euronews, he's been leaking a little bit on the plane on the way over, from what I understand. Has he, Shauna?
That's right. He leaked a copy of a message sent by Secretary General of NATO Mark Rutte to Donald Trump, saying, congratulating him on his decisive action in Iran, saying that his actions were truly extraordinary, and also congratulating him on pushing all of NATO to spend 5% of GDP on defence, saying that really no other president in the world could have gotten that done, and for decades they've all been pushing for it. So Europe is going to pay in a big way, and it'll be your win. Safe travels and see you at His Majesty's dinner, Mark Rutte. So it's fairly sycophantic.
Isn't it just? Yeah, I mean, I'd imagine that when you are engaging with Donald Trump, you have to use words like big and truly extraordinary. But what he seems to be consistent in doing is undermining other significant Western figures. He's done it with Macron and arguably done it now with Mark Rutte.
Yeah, I mean, undermining, I think, I mean, Mark Rutte, he has a big job, and it's to keep NATO together. It's to keep the United States together, and the United States within NATO, at least for the next 4 years until the next president comes along. And obviously, Mark Rutte is doing his best to, you know, plumage Donald Trump to ensure that he understands the power that the United States wields in NATO. Because, you know, one of the reasons we heard, obviously, Trump in his first administration wanted to leave NATO. But in fact, a lot of people I speak to here have decided that Trump won't do that because he understands the power that NATO wields for the United States and for Trump himself. And so Mark Rutte is really playing up to that. And I think that that's important. I suppose, look, at the end of the day, he's not wrong in that pushing for allies to spend 5% of GDP on defence is actually something that Donald Trump has been demanding. It's a huge amount of money. If you think of a country with a large GDP, you're talking about tens of billions of dollars or euros. For a country with a small GDP, where is that money going to come from? Is it going to come from education, health, social welfare? So it's a massive thing that he actually has pushed for. Whether it materializes in the way that he wants over the next 10 years, you know, that remains to be seen. But for now, he has had this huge influence.
He's due to meet with President Zelensky as well, who's attending this NATO summit. He'll talk with France and Germany and the UK over Israel. It's fascinating to see how it's playing out. He was clearly very annoyed with Israel getting on to Air Force One. I wonder how that's going to play out when he's going to meet with other countries that perhaps are turning a little bit against Israel for their actions.
Well, I don't think they are turning against Israel, to be honest with you, Jonathan. Very much here, there's huge support for Israel when it comes to its strikes against Iran. Whether they believe that emphatically, you know, that they're within the realms of international law, they're not saying so. But very much from an EU perspective, Iran is seen as, you know, one of the biggest enablers of the Russian war in Ukraine because of the Shahed drones that Iran has been given to Russia. And as we heard from Friedrich Merz, Israel is doing the dirty work of the rest of us. And this is after some of those countries criticized the humanitarian catastrophe Israel is pushing on the people of Gaza. So one minute maybe they're critical of Israel because of what many people are seeing as a genocide or at least ethnic cleansing. And the next minute they go back to supporting Israel. So I think what's interesting, though, is the point you made about that, is that when Donald Trump had criticized Israel in the past, then you see European countries feeling that they can put their head above the parapet and criticize Israel. And then when Donald Trump is on the side of Israel, then they sort of retreat and they won't criticize Israel. So they're really quite scared of anything that Donald Trump does, and they won't come out unilaterally and say anything about Israel.
The G7 summit in Canada was cut short because Donald Trump went home ostensibly to deal with Iran. Could he pull the same trick here? This is a two-day summit in The Hague.
That's right. Well, today's the first day. He's coming this evening. So it's really only one day. And that's actually another interesting point because all of the meetings have been cut way short to enable Donald Trump to stay for the whole event. And the communique at the very end, so the official statement signed by all 32 allies, normally goes into maybe 5-10 pages long. It's been designed to just be one page long. And that's in order to keep it, the focus of the summit to be narrow so that you get the 5% through, but also because you want to minimize unpredictability and any drama. So they've sort of tried to compensate for all of those areas or mitigate for all of those things that we've seen in the past.
So we're looking at probably a positive outcome to this if you wanted 5% of spending of GDP to be the outcome. Trump will come away happy. Will the rest of NATO come away happy? Or are they going to come away with lighter pockets?
Well, definitely lighter pockets. But the question is, what happens? I mean, some of these politicians are agreeing to this. It has to be done in 10 years' time. So there's a concern that what will happen is, you know, a party in power now, 2.5 years into a mandate, might say, well, look, we'll leave it to the next government to start taking money from education and healthcare and everywhere else in order to make the payments for NATO. So there's a question over whether or not this is actually materialised. Like, or do these countries mean what they say when they're going to spend all this money in defense, particularly the countries that are not geographically as close to Russia? So, I mean, the Baltics are doing it anyway. Poland, Lithuania, Estonia, they're all well into their sort of 3.5-4% expenditure. So, and remember, the 5% isn't 5% completely on, let's say, weapons. It's 3.5% on hardware like weapons and tanks and defense systems, and 1.5% on flexibility. So let's see if it all materializes.
Well, you've given us a good indication of what is going to materialize. Shona Murray, just have your surprised face ready for when that is announced. Europe correspondent with Euronews, Shona Murray, thanks for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.